إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, who has created us to worship Him. We thank Him for guiding us to Islam and giving us the correct understanding of this deen, which is sticking close to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon the understanding of the righteous predecessors. It comes from Sahih Muslim. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And his name was Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhar. And it's ikhtilaf, it's difference of opinion. Then Abu Huraira said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء. This hadith انفرد به الإمام مسلم. I mean, this hadith is in Sahih Muslim and it's not in Sahih Bukhari. And the Prophet said, Islam started out strange and is going to return being strange as it started. Tuba is for the ghuraba. Tuba is Jannah. Now some explain that it's a tree in Jannah. This place in Jannah is for the ghuraba. Those that are strange and they stuck out. And we want to like a look at an example. Look in the book of Allah, in the Sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad, and those who carry this characteristic of being strange. Unfortunately, many of the Muslims, they think that the fact that they wear a thawb that comes to the middle of their calves on their shins, and that they have a beard, that this by itself makes them from amongst the ghuraba. So, and this is not what made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions from amongst the ghuraba. Rather, the issue is far, far bigger than that. Although your name may be Muhammad or Abdul Aziz or Yusuf or Ali, and this is strange and it sticks out from amongst the people, the issue is far greater than that. And we want to take a look at those mentioned in the Quran that stuck out from amongst their people. And we're going to see that the reason that they were strange is because they enjoy what is right and they forbid it what is wrong. And if we look at the time that we live in and the affairs that we deal with in this blessed da'wah of ours, da'wah salafiyah, many of the affairs that we're in and that we have to deal with obligates us to enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong. And unfortunately, many wrongs occur while we are all witnesses to it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, the ones that enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and speak out and say the truth, no matter who disagrees with them. These are the ones that are strange. The ones that stick close to the Quran and the Sunnah. And the deen is not with them, that majority rules. And as long as I have a sheikh supporting my opinion or our opinion, then I'm straight. Oh, we're straight. Oh, we don't have to worry about anything. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us that we worship Him. And He's going to hold us all accountable upon what we know. And our actions according to what we know. The issue is not majority rules. There are affairs that we witness and that we know of and we're quiet. That's one thing. And there are other affairs that we cooperate with and we make ta'awun with it. And it's clear to us that this is not the way of the Salaf and this is not the da'wah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not the da'wah of the companions or the tabi'un or those after them. Affairs that occur in the da'wah is not something that we got from Sheikh Al-Albani or Sheikh Bin Baz or Al-Uthaymeen or Muqbil Rahmatullah alayhim jami'an, and the mercy of Allah be upon them all. Affairs occur that this has nothing to do with da'wah. Affairs that occur in our da'wah, in our call to the da'wah to Salafiyah. We didn't get it from Al-Albani. We didn't get this from our ulama. These affairs are wrong and they have to be dealt with in a wise manner. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deenu nasiha." He made the whole deen nasiha. And enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and nothing but nasiha. Nasiha entails this, enjoining what is right, whether it be wajib or it be mustahab. And in forbidding what is wrong, whether it be haram or it be disliked, and it should be avoided. This is nasiha. So we want to take out the look at those, we're going to take a look at those who enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong. From amongst those who were not prophets, but they were righteous and they purified their intentions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they risked their lives. For certain, this deen needs people and men who are willing to sacrifice everything cheap and expensive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face, seeking His reward. We want to take a look at the story in Surah Yasin. We're going to read ayat by ayat as the story. It takes up the whole page in the Mus'haf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. Give them an example of the companions of the village when the messengers came to them. Meaning, oh Muhammad, give this example to your people, those that rejected you and disbelieved in you. Give them this good example of the messengers that went to the people of the village. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't name the messengers by their name, nor did He name the village. And the point in the story, or the benefit in it, is what Allah makes clear. if he left out their names, then that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. When we sent to them two messengers, they rejected them. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا, meaning بَادَرُوهُمْ بِالتَّكْذِيرِ, they immediately rejected them. They didn't pay them any mind. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ, so we strengthened these two messengers with the third messenger. فَقَالُوا إِنَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ, so we said, we are to you all messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them three messengers to one village. They came to them and they're telling them, we are messengers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent us to you. It is upon you all to obey Allah and purify your niyyah for Him and worship Him alone. And stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. So their people responded, قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. They said, you all are nothing but men like us. And Ibn Kathir, Al-Hafiz, he mentions in his tafsir that this is the shubha for many of the nations that rejected the prophets. They said, you all are not angels. You all are not malaika. You all are human beings just like us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran many nations that rejected their people with this shubha, that they don't deserve to be worshipped because they're not angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرٌ يَهْدُونَنَا فَكَفَرُوا وَتَوَلَّوا. And that is that it came to them messengers with clear signs. So they said, a man is going to guide us. فَكَفَرُوا وَتَوَلَّوا. Therefore, they disbelieved and they turned away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions also in His book that the disbelievers said, وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ, if you all obey a man just like you, he's a man, he's a human being like you, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ, you all therefore will be losers. Na'am. وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this, explaining the statements of the disbelievers, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ, and they said, what is wrong with this prophet? يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ, he eats food and he walks through the market. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٍ, if only an angel would be sent to him, فَيَكُونْ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا, the angel would be with him to assist him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to them and says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and we have not sent before you